Here we go.
Where are you, man?
Genius billionaire playboy philanthropist.
We are the knight!
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello out there. Welcome to the Knights of Nerditude podcast for all things nerd. I am your host again for tonight, Sean. I'm here with
Sam.
He's been back, been brought back more times than Electra. It's Chris.
Oh, God. And on Skype?
Yeah, it's John.
Yeah. So,
Chris is back.
Chris is back.
Told you we had Top Man on it.
Every week, Sam kills me off for some reason, so...
I've been actually purposely staying away from killing you all.
Yeah, you've been on different missions every week.
Yeah.
Where?
I believe
what universe are we talking here? Indiana Jones, Star Wars?
Indy? Well, they had Top Men working on your location last week, right, so...
Good call.
Yeah.
That's probably why that came to mind first.
I think at one point you were in Kuala Lumpur.
What?
Don't quote him on it, but it's possible.
It's possible. Okay. Hey, you were the one there, so.
How was your trip? No. Anyways.
Very secretive.
Yeah. Anyways, so we got a lot to talk about this week, but bringing back something that we haven't done in a while, Star Wars trivia. Haven't done that in quite a few weeks, actually. So I'm going to start with the furthest one back that I can find, which, believe it or not, is actually everything for episode one. So the first one...
It's okay to forget that.
Hey, it's Star Wars trivia. At least episode one, they're still using practical. It still feels like a Star Wars movie, so I'll give it that. So the first one is, who is dispatched to meet Newt Gunray to negotiate an end to the blockade on Naboo? Any takers? Wow, you guys are silent.
Well, I know the answer.
I know, but I'm trying to come up with a joke.
I'm trying to think of one.
Yeah. John, do you have one?
Who does the Chancellor send to fuck people up?
Yeah, basically.
No idea.
Oh, okay.
Commodore Perry.
There you go.
I was going to say Octomom, but the true answer is the Jedi Knights.
The Avengers.
Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon Jinn.
Ra's al Ghul and Christopher Robin.
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken.
Can you imagine him negotiating with Newt Gunray?
These taxes are bullshit.
Yeah. Here we are in the spaceship.
Then he pushes him off the boat and pretends it's an accident. Thank you.
Hey.
That's my tasteless joke for the day.
Yeah, that was a bad one, too. Anyways, so Qui-Gon Jinn, Obi-Wan Kenobi. The next one is, Jar Jar Binks takes Qui-Gon Jinn and Obi-Wan Kenobi to what secret city?
Atlantis.
Okay. John?
Can't actually remember the name, so I screwed this one up.
Wow.
I think it's called just the Gungan City.
It is. That is an acceptable answer.
Okay.
The Gungan City or Utagunga is the other one.
He could make it more racist, could he?
Of course he could.
What?
I'm not going down that road, but of course he could.
Utagunga.
Jesus.
So this week's
the connective, the leaps you make, Sam.
Yeah,
that's not a big leap.
Anyways, so this week's, which you don't have to answer now, is what does R2-D2 fix on Queen Amidala's ship that is damaged while escaping Naboo?
The hairdryer.
He's got to come on the show one day. He keeps saying that he will one day when he gets the chance. He's basically the guy who's always responding to these. He said the VCR, VCR timer, which that is never fixed. I'm sorry. It's always flashing 12.
It's always been a problem.
Like, that's why we got rid of VCRs.
Yeah, got DVD players. Yeah, like, there's no
clock. Yeah, there's no clock on the DVD player. It just has a light.
Because it's impossible to fix a VCR. It's always flashing 12.
Yeah, and every time you try to fix it, you have to pop down the thing. But notice when you look at every VCR, that little flap is never there anymore.
And always notice every time you do finally fix it, there's a power outage. Like, a week later, power goes out, it's flashing 12 again.
We'd like to welcome you to the Knights of Electritude.
Yeah.
Boogaloo?
Hey, I know we have a podcast to do, but, like, could we just, like, talk about Christopher Walken possibly being in a Star Wars movie some more? Because, like, now it's the only thing I can, like, think about. Like, him just saying, like, it's over, Anakin. I have the high ground.
But he has to be in one of those big roles.
So, what if he was Chancellor Valorum instead of I always forget the guy's name.
Oh.
Yeah. Imagine if it was Christopher Walken instead. I would have been very okay with that because they're kind of like the same. I can picture
him be on the Jedi Council.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I can picture him portraying the guy from the Rundown with the rock. With a mix of the bad guy from Sleepy Hollow, the horseman.
He is the horseman.
No, I know, but merge those two together.
Oh, okay.
Christopher Walken should have played the other Yoda on the Jedi Council.
Yaddle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how great would that be if it's Yoda, but it talks like Christopher Walken?
Now, would it be more of a surprise?
What if he was Kit Fisto?
Would you be more surprised... Or would you like it more if he was an actual humanoid character you could actually see as Christopher Walken? Or CGI character or a fully costumed character with his voice?
He could be a droid.
Can you imagine?
Okay. Okay. I was going to say... no, I was definitely going to say like
Gunk.
A costume.
Gunk!
Oh man!
Should we swing back to target here? And move along from the Christopher
stay on target. No,
we're a little lost now.
Yeah, imagine Gary Busey in Star Wars. That's another one that'd be funny.
He'd be spending the whole time on set arguing that's not the Force.
He knows the Force.
He knows the Force.
He's one with the Force.
A real Jedi wouldn't do that. No, I think that's exactly what they do.
There's an argument for the ages. Gary Busey versus Lucas.
Oh man. That
it's like Empire doesn't do so well, so like the studio comes in a bit more for Jedi. What? Okay. But what if Gary Busey was the bad guy in the first act? We don't know what Jabba the Hutt is.
Oh god, Gary Busey as Jabba. Oh my god.
It works.
It does in so many ways with his giant horse teeth.
But he's still speaking Huttese.
Ujima na jirara solo. It's the crazy eyes. Oh man.
We're going too far into a dying franchise. Shall we move on?
Hey.
Hey.
I heard some numbers on Solo. So.
Well, yeah, it's a flop. We talked about that last week.
Did you see Solo?
I did not see it.
You can't talk about it.
No, and how mediocre it was. I got to look at the numbers, and it's not...
Literally everyone I've talked to that has seen Solo, they're like, eh.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
I really haven't heard anybody who is, like, upset. No. Like, this is... bad movie.
Yeah, no, it's like not it's, like Last Jedi, where people were just up in arms and pissed off at it. Like
it's low-key hilarious, like, how much of a flop this movie is when it's just totally fine. Like, yeah.
Well, anyways.
They put a ton of money into it, and it's not getting any money back. So.
The number one highest budget of any Star Wars film. That's
understandable,
nuts.
Given every movie goes up in time.
No, but no, like
they had to reshoot it,
this
why.
Was with inflation.
No, I know.
Like the fact that they had to reshoot 90% of it.
Well, that's a huge portion of it.
Yeah, that's why it was so expensive.
Yeah, well, she shouldn't have fired comedic directors thinking it wouldn't be funny.
Yeah, the jokes weren't very good, though.
Yeah. Well, anyways, they were fired.
Anyways, so...
It's all right. She's, it's not like we have another beloved franchise coming out with a member of the Howard family attached to it.
That is not getting very good reviews either.
Oh, that movie. Like, the reviews I've seen have been so, like, matter-of-factly, like, oh, this movie's trash, don't even worry. Yeah. Like, not even, like, upset, just like, yeah, this movie sucks. For and, like, this is people, like, who wouldn't just be, like, you know, dispositioned to, like, Jurassic Park anyway. Yeah. This is people, like, who would probably like it if it was good, and they're like, yeah, don't worry.
There was one review, I was skimming through Rotten Tomatoes, for those who are very confused, we're talking about Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom right now. I was skimming through the Rotten Tomatoes, and I came across a review where the person basically was like, this movie shows how unoriginal the writing is and how far it's fallen from, like, the original. And, like, it's, you know, the plot is not original. Nothing is, like, new about this. Fresh rating. It's like, what? It's like... You talk shit about this and you give it a fresh rating? Like, okay.
It's got dinosaurs.
It's got dinosaurs.
They didn't take Chris Pratt's advice from the first movie where Bryce Dallas Howard is like, we had to genetically engineer. People wanted bigger. People wanted more teeth. And then he's like, they should just be excited for dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And this is what they're doing. They're creating an engineered, like, raptor hybrid.
I honestly feel thing. Like, so Jurassic World... They brought up that whole, like, people want to see genetically modified dinosaurs.
Because
that No, they really don't. We've seen... This will be the fifth film with a T-Rex in it. I'm still excited to see the T-Rex.
Yeah, especially like, when he has all the scars, or she has all the scars from the previous movies.
Yeah,
it's like, I still want to see raptors in the T-Rex.
Yeah.
Like
fight each other.
Yeah. Like, their whole plot for this... For Jurassic World makes zero sense when people who love dinosaurs don't want to see, I guess, new, never, like, before seen dinosaurs. We're okay with seeing the T-Rex wander out and eating a goat.
Like, I don't need Evilsaurus.
Yeah, no. Like, I'm not interested.
I kind of want them, and I know it's not accurate, but I want to go back to the first Jurassic Park raptors. The brown with the no feathers. I granted that's not...
Yeah, no.
Accurate, but I kind of want him just to go back.
You know, the nice thing about those is you just be like, well, they're genetically modified anyways. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you already got that excuse in.
So it's like, okay.
And granted, there's only one raptor left on the island anyway, so we can't have any more.
My boy, Blue.
Remember when Blue was a baby? James Horner, the paleontologist that's the advisor through this whole series. Like, he pretty much came out and said, like, yeah, I mean, we did a pretty good job of getting dinosaurs to look like what we thought they looked like 25 years ago. But, you know, after it's been established, it's hard to, like, give people, like, something else. And, like, that's totally true. Yeah. Like, I know how the T-Rex is supposed to look, you idiot. Yeah, so I guess, and I mean, I was thinking maybe we'd do a preview next week, but we don't really need to do two previews of it. But can I just say one thing?
Go ahead.
Yeah, this movie's gonna be bad. I kind of, like, don't want to go.
I'm gonna go because it's Jurassic Park, and I've seen all the others in the theater. I even saw Jurassic Park 3 in theaters. So if I saw the third one, I still
didn't know that the third one was gonna be that bad. Because
no, we were kids, and it was like,
you're thinking,
Spinosaurus, this is gonna be awesome.
No,
I don't even know if I would.
Had the first guy come back? That's the main reason.
Alan Grant.
Alan Grant was coming back.
Laura Dern came back. Sam Neill came back. Yeah.
That's why you went to see the third one. Didn't see it for Spinosaurus. Come on.
That was cool, though.
It was, but...
They hyped up the Spinosaurus, though.
Well, I mean, he was the main, I guess, villain.
I mean, I went to see William H. Macy. But...
Yeah. God. Who plays his ex-wife?
De Leone.
De Leone. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like... If I gave myself the fact pattern of when that come out, 2001 or whatever.
No.
If I gave myself that fact pattern
Jurassic
now.
Jurassic Park 3?
Yeah.
I want to say 5, 2005.
No, I wasn't in college.
I was in high
school. Before college?
Well, yeah. Either way, it doesn't really matter. If I were to give myself that fact pattern, then I don't think I would think that movie was going to suck before it came out. I think after when I left the theater, I'd be like, oh, that was just sort of...
2001.
Ass. Was it? But back then, you didn't really... Like, the trilogies weren't... You couldn't see it fall off a cliff as much as that did. Like, trilogies weren't falling off from the first and second one as bad.
Yeah, it would just be like when we got to like the sixth movie, it'd be like, why are we still doing this? But like, yeah. No, if they did a trilogy, it was usually somewhat good.
Mm. Yeah, and then now after that, every trilogy pretty much ends on a low note.
Yeah, and The Matrix. I think The Matrix really fucked it up.
Yeah, they screwed the pooch on that last one.
Well, they were the first to film the 2 and 3 at the same time.
Was that the first movie to ever do that?
What about
Lord of the Rings? Sort of came out simultaneously.
Yeah, he kind of did all of them at once, though.
Yeah,
like they went in.
Well,
it wasn't like
when you're getting all those extras. Yeah, you kind of need to film.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So Lord of the Rings, New Line basically put all their money in on the three movies, whereas like. With The Matrix, the first one made a lot of money. So they were like, make two more. And they were like, okay, we're going to do it back to back. We'll do one story between the two movies. Just like how Avatar's doing it with their new trilogy.
Did you guys ever
quadrilogy.
There was a, I want to say it's a meme. Yeah, I think it was a meme.
It's probably a meme.
Of the third movie. And then it's like, I think, I don't know how I want to put this. Okay, so the scene in the movie was, you know how the robots are coming through to Zion and all the guys were like shooting bullets up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's like inside a woman's vagina. And it's just a picture of them shooting the robots coming in.
Oh man.
It took them like 14 years to get to that joke.
I'm sorry. It was just could have been out for a while. It's just for some reason I have a lot of free time, kind of. So
they had to reach the age of 14. So yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Anyways, we should probably get started on our show.
This is cool.
We're like 20 minutes in and we haven't talked about anything.
I came to talk
17 minutes.
All right.
Sorry.
But you want to do, we're doing some news here, news and trailers?
Yeah, we'll start with that. Go ahead. Who wants to start? Okay, let's start with Halloween.
Start with Halloween.
Halloween came out last Friday.
Trailer. Not movie.
Yeah, not movie. I wish.
It's not October. So when you're watching this, you need to forget everything after
three.
Three on.
Forget the Rob Zombie remakes. Forget everything.
H2O. Forget Resurrection.
Everything.
I will never forget Coolio.
That's true.
That was a good movie. But it's 1, 2, 3. That's it.
Can we call all those movies after 3 the Cooliverse?
But he's not in the fourth and fifth.
Yeah, but
if it was
awesome.
If you excluded fourth and fifth, I'd be okay with that because it's Coolio and then Busta Rhymes.
Oh yeah, Busta's in the last one,
Resurrection.
Yeah, man, Busta
and then
Rhymes.
Paul Rudd's in the other one. Like
oh,
the curse
God,
of Michael Myers.
Yeah, the one that was final film for Donald Pleasance.
Yes,
and he died before
because
they
he was
finished.
Kinda, at that point, like his career was kind of.
Oh, it was done
because of the movies.
Yeah,
and,
I believe his exact quote was: "Someone, an interviewer asked him, how many of these you're going to make, and he said, I stop at 27."
Well, there
he was making
they're
money.
A third
That's
of
all
the way
matters.
There.
Yeah.
There are a third of the way there.
Well, he wasn't. He was at 5.
Right. But no, yeah, you have to forget everything after 2.
Yeah, especially number 3.
Yeah, and I. Okay,
Year
so watching this trailer, definitely going to see it.
Yes.
Have to see it.
If you're a Mike Myers fan, looks like it's back to form.
I love Laurie Strode, who's taken like this badass approach.
Yep.
I'm shooting a gun. I'm going to be pissed if she doesn't shoot that gun because she looks pretty damn good shooting it.
See, I'm getting a very strong she dies early on vibe.
No.
Really?
No. That happened in that happened in Resurrection. She dies in Resurrection.
Yeah, she dies in Resurrection.
They're not going to do that again.
See, it's just we didn't get any shots of like her running or anything from him.
Well, that because she's not trying to run from it. There's that line in the trailer where she's like, every night I wish that he breaks out of prison, and the sheriff guy's like, why would you wish that? And she looks at him and she goes, so I can kill him.
Yeah, but I can see Sam's point, because her daughter is also looks to be a major character in the movie as well. And that's then actually she's like the babysitter of the kid with the closet.
That's her granddaughter.
I'm sorry.
Her daughter is
the mute kid from episode 4 and 5, or what? Oh no, she's in the movie. That's right.
Yeah. Her daughter is played by who's the secretary from Arrested Development?
Oh,
Judy Greer.
Yes, Judy Greer. She is her daughter. So, and then it follows.
So was there a trailer or?
Yes, the trailer came out on Friday. This is also Danny McBride wrote this. He co-wrote it, I should say.
And I believe he wants to be faithful to the original series.
I completely agree. It looks like it's very faithful to the original series.
I will be genuinely upset, and I trust Danny McBride to do this, but I will be upset if they actually show his face.
I won't. I won't be upset, because they show his face in the first one. And here's the thing. Same actor.
True, but that said, I still don't want to see his face.
Yeah, I'm okay if it's like for a split second. I don't want them to dwell on his face, like when they're in the psych ward.
It's bright. It's daytime.
Yeah,
it's,
I don't want. I don't like. It looks like he has his back to them the whole time.
I hope that's the case.
Yeah. So I'm very, very excited about this one. It looks like it's very faithful to the first two.
This one looks pretty good.
Next one.
That comes out when?
In October.
October. Sometime. All right.
Next one, we're gonna stay on the horror train. Predator Trailer 2 came out. We got a little bit more of a view of what's going on in this movie. Apparently, there's a Batman v Superman thing going on, because there's Predator fighting, and then all of a sudden, Super Predator comes out of nowhere and takes him out of the building.
I'm curious how they're gonna.
Yeah, John, you missed that one.
Get that going.
I don't know. Well, in Predators, they establish that there's two different kinds of predator. So, and I mean, Predators is considered part of the continuity. It's part of canon. So I'm wondering what the hell the bigger predator thing is.
I wonder, and I don't think we're going to get Adrian Brody.
No, God, no.
Is it Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
That was a bad one, Sam.
Yeah, I can't do it. All right.
But no, I'm just mean that joke was just bad.
Oh yeah, that too. But
I'm very interested in this.
Mm.
I'm very interested. Number one, because I always like Predators. Why not?
Yeah.
I always like a Predator movie, but it's Shane Black,
mm-hmm.
who directed Iron Man 3.
Yep.
Which I enjoyed.
Gets a lot of shit for reasons I understand, but I still enjoyed it.
I like the how we can take that. It was Tony Stark's PTSD.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah.
And it followed that. Yeah. And that was really, I thought it was really well done. And it really hit home, but he expressed it well.
Yeah.
So that's why I kind of trust him with this.
Yeah, but everything else sucked in that movie, so.
That's your opinion. Actually, yeah, Extremis was kind of bad, but
yeah.
And the Mandarin was awful, but
but enjoyable at the same time. He was enjoyable.
He was, but it's.
It's
I really biggest, want a good Mandarin.
It's the
but
biggest
I'm never
slap
get it.
In the face to fans, but at the same time, it's the like one of the greatest "fool you" moments in like movie history.
Yeah,
like it's actually pretty good.
I know.
But yeah, no, I am interested. I mean, I went to go see AVP Requiem, so I mean, I'll go see this.
So did I.
I'm less interested now. It looks dumber.
I will agree. It looks dumber once they introduce the bigger Predator.
Point me to a Predator movie that's not dumb.
True,
aside
but
from
like,
the first, even the first one, it's like, let's see how many guys we can get in a jungle all lubed up shooting guns,
and how many we can get elected governor.
Yeah, two.
yeah,
but
and
like
fucking Carl Weathers,
and Carl Weathers.
But even then, the next good Predator, Predator 2 was. Okay.
It was okay.
Okay.
Hey, it had Gary Busey in it.
Which I always forget.
Yeah. Is Gary Busey playing a crazy FBI agent or whatever he is?
AVP, no. AVPR, no.
Predators.
Predators was really good.
I would say Predators is number two in this, in the, I guess, the universe? The Predator universe?
For lack of a better term, yeah. We'll call it a universe.
He's definitely, Predators is definitely number two.
Yeah.
It's hard to beat the first one, though.
Can we call this the Cooleyverse?
No. But Sam, if you can come up with a way to connect every movie Coolio is in, like Pterodactyl, H2O.
Wasn't he in Dangerous Minds?
I don't know.
Sean, you know I could do this.
Yes, and I want you to for next podcast.
I will bring in one of those like conspiracy boards with the red...
With the lines, the yarn, the string going from everything. Each thing.
But the yarn like spells out Cooleyverse.
It's a conspiracy, man. It's the Cooleyverse.
I'm in for this movie, though.
Yeah,
I'm
me
in.
Too.
I'm in.
I'm less so.
Shut up, Sam. Anyway.
September.
Yep.
14th, I think I saw the date.
Next movie, let's go Tim Burton. Talk about Dumbo came out today, or the teaser, which is still totally a trailer. I don't know.
This was definitely a teaser.
It, yeah, well.
Okay. Anybody else getting the vibe that Tim Burton saw The Greatest Showman? It was like, I want to make that movie.
That said, though, looking at this movie, this what appears to be set in screenplay is the definition of Tim Burton. This movie is the definition of Tim Burton.
Yeah, whimsical, a little dark.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Out there, like circus.
Yeah.
Elephants, crazy crows.
Danny like DeVito.
Yeah. I believe I saw Johnny Depp in there.
No, he is not in this movie.
Oh.
Well, after beating his wife and everything, you know, he's
supposedly.
Not. Supposedly. Sorry. But Colin Farrell's in this.
Yeah.
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito. There it is. Coming through again. And Michael Keaton's in it.
Oh, yeah. That's probably what I was thinking.
Yeah. Hey, if it's got Michael Keaton in it, there's a very good chance it's going to be good.
All right. So that said, I am 100% hard pass on this movie.
I will probably see it with Amy.
I hate Tim Burton movies.
I do too, but, well, I like his original ideas. And usually it's even better when Johnny Depp is not in it.
Did you not like Big Fish?
No.
Wow.
I didn't like Batman's. I didn't like The Big Fish or Big Fish.
Big Fish is like...
I hated Edward Scissorhands. I despised Corpse Bride.
Did you ever watch,
Sweeney Todd?
No, that's not the one I was thinking of.
I didn't watch
Ed Wood. Sweeney Todd.
But. Huh?
Have you ever seen Ed Wood? That's a good one.
No, I didn't watch
that. That is one of the calmest of the Tim Burton movies. Yeah,
I'm trying to think of, I'm looking at his list now.
Loosely based on a true story.
Yeah.
Probably my favorite one is Sleepy Hollow.
Okay.
And that's it. Mars Attacks was
Oh, I love Mars Attacks. I keep forgetting that's a Tim Burton
film. The thing is, there were good parts of Mars Attacks, but as the whole, no.
Mm.
Yeah, I feel like, looking at this trailer, yeah, this makes sense. Tim Burton should probably do this one.
Yeah, oh yeah. It looks like they have the intoxication scene because there's that pink bubble elephant, and that's when...
Oh, you better bet your ass.
Yeah, that's when they get drunk. Although, I didn't see the mouse at all.
Or the racist crows.
I'm going with they're not in this, Sam. That's just, I call it a hunch, but I'm going with no racist crows.
Come on. It ties the whole
Sean's favorite part.
You mean Sam's? He's the one who keeps talking about him.
I'm talking about him because you don't watch it.
Yeah, and then let's move on. Okay. Next one, First Man.
We'll go there.
First Man, this trailer looks fucking awesome.
It does,
but I'm not sure if I want to see this movie.
I look at this trailer and I'm like, this looks awesome. I kind of just want to watch the right stuff. Like, granted, it's like a 4-hour movie, but that's what this trailer made me in the mood for.
It's not just that. It's just, I don't want to say, do we need this? Because granted, they'll make a movie of everything, but it's just a topic that I don't really...
Oh, there's plenty of dads out there that are very interested in this movie.
Yeah, there is. I mean, this movie's not going to make a ton of money.
No, It's got one thing going for it.
I wouldn't be shocked if it, like, I don't know what its budget is, but I wouldn't be shocked made like 200-300.
I think Ryan Gosling is gonna make it so that it does hit 200.
Yeah, he's like the driving force behind people wanting to go see this movie.
So, like, if I didn't already know that Neil Armstrong was kind of a, like, monotone, really not very emotional guy,
yeah,
I'd be convinced Gosling was phoning it in.
Mm.
But, like, I knew that already, and I was like, wow, he kind of nails it.
Yeah, yeah. It looks really good, but like I said, I've seen this before. And, like, granted, not exactly this, but, I mean, with between Apollo 13 and The Right Stuff, it's like this kind of story has been done well. And
But nobody's ever done
I don't think The Right Stuff is considered, like, a, like, all-time great movie.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Okay. I'd agree with you, John. I don't want to. I don't know if you guys feel this way, but I would rather see more of the outer space stuff right now. So I don't want to, like, I get it. Apollo 13 was great. Right Stuff was good. And there was a few other ones in between. But
Space
then,
Cowboys.
But then they started doing, well, that was awful.
Honestly, I think people, I've probably heard more people talk about Space Cowboys just as much as The Right Stuff. And I'm not saying that's indicative of quality whatsoever.
Not in like a good way. But it's, The Martian came out, and for some reason I keep finding myself watching The Martian because of how cool the idea is.
It is a cool movie.
And it's just, I wouldn't mind seeing other stuff out beyond our, orbital structure. So the moon and everything, but.
Kind of like science fiction-y, but well within the realm of reality.
Exactly. Yeah. So Alien Covenant, aside from all the alien stuff, like them traveling colonist ship.
Have you seen Moon?
No, I don't want to see Moon.
You need to see Moon. It's good.
All right. Could I just hit my one big point here with First Man?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Damon Chazelle, the director, who people would know from La La Land and also Whiplash, those two movies... Mm. I mean, Whiplash is pretty much a comedy.
Don't they both star?
La La Land's a musical.
No, not
very
Whiplash.
Sort of, without to make J.K. a musical Simmons. Pun, sort of one tone in a way. Mm-hmm. Like, it's more like a lighthearted, easygoing kind of movie. Like, Whiplash can kind of get a little intense, but nothing like that seems like on the level of this. And, like, you know, it's a trailer. I don't want to get too hyped up or, like, project stuff down the road, but, like... If the trailer translate well into what the movie is, like, this dude's got, like, a shitload of talent.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah.
So I'd be interested to see what comes next.
Is this his third movie?
Yeah.
Is directing? It? Directing? Okay.
Okay. I was going to say, he's probably got other movies in there. But
it's usually by the third that you can tell their style and... whether or not it's going to be a solid film.
Yeah. I mean, if this is his third, which I'm, like, looking at now. Is it Damien? Wow, he is from Providence.
Is he really?
This dude is from Providence, yeah.
Yeah, and he's what, 32? He's pretty young.
Oh, he's 33.
Wait, so where did he go to?
I don't know. On his IMDb page.
He's my age.
Yeah. He's January 9th, 1985.
Yeah.
So there you go. Anyway, I was sort of interested in this movie coming into the year, but now I'm pretty interested.
All right. Interesting fact, Whiplash was based off of a short called Whiplash, which he also wrote and directed.
Yeah. Well, he had the movie, like the idea for the movie, but he wanted to, you know, to get it off the ground.
So he made the short.
Right, which is just like I think it's the scene where he like really freaks out on the guy in band practice or something,
mm-hmm.
which isn't really super specific. but it's a great movie, by the way, if you've never seen it. It's a little
J.K.
long,
Simmons is in the short.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah, because he's a big get.
Well, he is now. He's an Oscar award-winning actor, Sam.
Yeah, but back then he
does State Farm commercials.
Yeah, all of them.
And he's in The Accountant for some reason, but I still don't really know.
Anyways, are we done with First Man?
Yeah, First Man.
The last one we want to talk about is the epic conclusion to the
How to Train Your Dragon trilogy.
It's one of the cutest movies ever.
It is. I would definitely take this as better than the Shrek trilogy, even though there's four of them.
So far.
The first two, yeah. The second
one, so far, yeah.
Shrek 2 versus How to Train Your Dragon 2. Yeah, I'm taking How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt.
It's one of the better... They make you smile. The movies that make you smile make you tear up.
They take a long time between films, though, which is kind of a good thing. I'm happy. Even though there's a Netflix TV show about this this movie.
Yeah, yeah.
You could say it, this shit.
I was going to say show. but, yeah, this series, I remember watching the first one being like, oh, that was cute. That was a good movie. And then the second one, I was like, oh, that was actually pretty good.
Let me wipe the tears away.
Yeah. And then, I'm invested in this.
I'm so deep down this rabbit hole right now.
Yeah, no, I'm 100%
behind this. I cannot wait to see this movie.
Yeah. This comes out next year, though.
Does it?
2019, I believe.
That's a ways off.
Yeah, if that's the case, then you got Lego Movie 2 and...
No intention of seeing that.
Oh, Lego Movie 2 is going to be great.
I don't know how many movies I'm going to be seeing this year, but...
Okay, so I'm not disagreeing with you guys on this being cute and stuff, but
2019.
I don't want this movie.
Why?
I shouldn't say that. I don't want this movie. I don't care if this movie gets made.
Well, that's the case with a lot of the Disney movies. You either love it or you hate it.
Well, yeah. I don't think about the series enough.
No, I don't either. It's just when it pops up, I'm like, oh, yeah, that. I really like those movies.
I'm just like, oh, yeah, those were enjoyable.
It's Pixar, right?
No. That's DreamWorks.
DreamWorks.
That's why I brought up the Shrek kind of.
Yeah, that's right. And that's not Disney.
No, that's Ron Howard. Separate.
Right? I still keep trying to find...
Is it Ron Howard or is it Spielberg?
Spielberg's.
That's right.
He's the S.
That's right.
I still keep trying to find a Disney movie that I like more than WALL-E.
You mean Disney or Pixar?
Technically, Pixar was owned by Disney at that time.
I know, but they're different.
It doesn't matter. It's the same.
It's a different studio. Sorry.
There you go.
Fine. It's the same. I can't think of a movie, Pixar movie or Disney movie, better than WALL-E.
All right. That's fair.
Well, there you go. That's a lot of movies.
Yeah.
That is a ton of movies. And I didn't realize how many movies Disney had.
Yeah. If we're talking about straight to movie theaters, not straight to disc, or I should say VHS or home video. Even. Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, that Disney vault's huge.
Yeah.
And it's sort of that.
But we all agree, best Disney sequel, Rescuers Down Under. Hands down. You can't beat that. No, you can't. Like it's literally like the best. The first one is like so geared towards girls because they're saving the little girl in the bayou and it's like all like girly stuff. And then you go to the Down Under and they're trying to save a boy from a bad
George
guy.
George C. Scott is fucking swearing at you. Like he's just like in like this fit of rage the whole time. And it's probably not remotely profane, but you think it was like...
Yeah, there's the giant fucking eagle. Like,
wait, is there like a Disney app to access the vault movies?
I don't know, but that one's not in the vault.
It's coming in 2 years, bud.
Oh, yeah.
God. Oh yeah, didn't we discuss that last year or something?
Everything's going.
Maybe not the Fox movies though. We'll
see. Yeah,
we can talk about that some other day.
Well,
oh,
you
the
know
merger
what?
Again?
Yeah,
well, oh, that's a big. That's
actually,
a big deal.
We're still kind of on news. John, do you want to talk about the? Something just came out today about that.
AT&T?
At the business desk?
Yes. The number.
Well, so, obviously the big thing this week, AT&T Time Warner merger went through, and that's pretty much put the green light on not only Disney going after Fox, but Comcast is getting in on it too to try to get some of the Fox assets, which I hope is what you wanted me to talk about.
Yes, yeah, yes. No, Comcast going after
John,
Fox.
Do you think Comcast could pull it off, or do you think Disney could pull it off?
Well, so Comcast is offering more, and they're offering cash, which, you know, if you have cash, the way it works is if you have cash, you get cash, you can do whatever you want. But you usually have to pay all the taxes on it. Whereas if you get like Disney stock, you don't have to pay taxes on it until you sell the Disney stock, essentially. So you could take some Disney stock, pay like some taxes on the cash you get, and then anyway, it all depends on like really like what the Murdoch family who own Fox they own a controlling portion of it, but not. There's a whole thing. I could give you like a whole CNBC rundown, but
Disney doesn't want to buy. Disney does not. Last I checked, they didn't want to buy the news outlets.
Right.
Right. Well, they can't, they think that would be the biggest hurdle, so they're not interested in.
Comcast wants to do the everything. I think, right?
No. I think they want to pretty much buy the same thing.
It's the same. Okay.
Yeah. But the number came out today of how much Comcast is offering for Fox.
What is it, $65 billion?
$65 billion, and they're even offering to pay Disney like $1.5 billion or something like that for them to back down.
Yeah, probably a breakup fee or something.
Yeah. So like, it's nuts how much money is like.
It's going for. It's interesting because I mean they all realize like it's gonna consolidate, so you got to grab a partner. You know, like they're talking like. Verizon's just out there standing alone like an asshole with like AOL and Yahoo. Like they don't have anybody to like meet up with. They're saying the one thing maybe like CBS down the road or something like that, but they have their own problems. It's a very, very interesting time in the entertainment industry, funny enough.
Yeah, there's only going to be four companies left for everything. Entertainment.
Right. And then, I mean, on top of that, you have Netflix, Amazon, Apple, God knows who else wants to, you know, throw their hat in the ring.
Crackle. Yeah, everybody's gonna be God owned by somebody.
Crackle,
and
they
that was
exist.
A good segue, but I didn't want to use it then.
What
I was gonna say? Speaking of being owned by somebody, Microsoft at E3 announced the acquisition and creation of several new studios.
Well, you know
so
what?
Everybody's by Microsoft.
That's a good segue.
Oh, all right. I didn't know if you wanted to do
care.
E3 now or
later.
Yeah,
go right into E3. So yeah, E3's happening.
So E3 happened. Well, the expo is happening now.
Yeah.
But the press conferences are where everything is announced at. Yeah. And on Friday, Microsoft announced that they acquired new studios. And then they created a couple of ones. But they're all part of Microsoft now. So there's no small studios anymore. Everybody's either being filtered into the Sony or the Microsoft, or well, Ubisoft is a studio,
yeah,
but they're big, it's so big that they make so many games. So
yeah,
it's like Nintendo, everything.
They make sandbox games mainly.
Yeah.
Ubisoft,
but that
not good ones.
But
they make them.
That said, though, each studio has its own kind of specialty,
I guess,
for lack of a better term, or IP, and they can create like certain games that are fit certain categories that are in the overall structure of Microsoft. So Microsoft will have,
yeah.
I think 343 does Halo.
Halo.
Yeah, and then you'll have
named after 343's Guilty Spark. So I'm hoping they do Halo.
And then you'll have a couple other studios who do like other non first person shooters and non space games and all this other stuff. And,
yeah.
And
does Microsoft own Bungie?
I think Bungie's dissolved now.
No, Bungie does Destiny 2.
I think
which
maybe I don't know.
I've heard nothing but mixed things out of both Destinies. So. Like when they first announced it, I was like, "Ooh, I'm excited!" And then they were like, "It's okay. Can't do everything they promised." And then
the Destiny games are like fine. Like they feel like a lot like Halo. If you cross like Halo and Mass Effect, pretty much.
Yeah.
But like, it's literally after playing it for like 3 hours, you're like, "Oh, okay. So this is just going to be the same thing over and over again for however long I want to play this." Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I'm good.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's enjoyable when you have friends playing and you have a clan.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
But not all of us have that luxury.
So why don't we pick and choose a couple things?
All right.
Just from E3 scattered. We're not going to break it down
like
we did last
year. You know
what?
Really quick, you brought up Microsoft and Halo 6 was announced.
Halo.
And a surprise to no one.
It's not 6. They dropped the numbers.
Yeah, it's
Halo Infinite.
Infinite.
And guess who's back?
Yes, finally. Stupidest decision they ever made.
Yeah.
Hey, let's do a Halo game without the Master Chief.
But it looks pretty good.
It does. It, like, just from watching the reveal trailer, oh my god, I'm back in.
But it's end of 2019, yes. I think. Yeah. Is when it is.
We have a year to wait.
Like, Master Chief was in Guardians.
No, it was the search for Master Chief.
No, he was in Guardians.
It's like he played a minor part.
And then you had all the other ones like Halo Wars 1 and 2, Halo Reach.
Which are fine because the Halo
Wars...
I liked Reach. Reach I loved.
It was enjoyable.
I got attached to the character surprisingly. Yeah. But Halo Wars, if you like real-time strategies, they're good.
It's all right.
I heard Halo Wars 2 was pretty good too.
Well, so they don't have any gameplay. They don't have any test footage. Yeah, it's nothing. They just had that trailer.
Which
it wasn't even in-game footage, I don't think.
No, God, no.
I would think the bigger news would be it's going back to the ranks.
Yes.
That was big news, and Master Chief coming back. And I think that they dropped the numbering to kind of branch out a little bit more.
So you're not expecting a trilogy.
You're not expecting trilogies. You're not expecting Halo 10. You know,
yeah. You're not expecting a story. It's like a continued story without, like, worrying about, okay, this is chapter one.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
one's chapter two. Like, it just give it just a whole storyline.
So that was one thing. And then there was a bunch of others. For some reason, everybody thinks FIFA is this fantastic game that needs one every year.
John is one of those.
I mean, FIFA's good, but
hey, we're getting the
reactions.
World Cup.
Reactions you would get for FIFA and Madden were
you have to share it with Canada.
Were so boring. I was watching it live, and then you see reactions. Nobody gives a shit anymore about FIFA or Madden.
They do, though. That's the depressing part. Not the people who go to these games. It's the people who are actual, like, I say actual, but these people who are football and football for the those overseas.
Our international audience.
Or anybody south or north of us.
Shut up. We're Americans. It's soccer. But it's the fans of those sports are the people who enjoy those games. And if you're not a fan of those sports, you're not going to enjoy those games. Just like baseball games, just like hockey games, just like the basketball games.
But
although,
I love those sports. And the game is just...
Madden is so beyond broken.
It's not stories. So, I mean, you can create your own story.
And that's literally the saving grace of those.
I'm going to disagree with that, Sean.
What?
I think people... I know a lot of people who had no interest in soccer before playing FIFA,
really?
But really enjoyed playing FIFA.
Okay.
There were a few people that played FIFA and then got into soccer.
Yeah, I can see that happening too.
It's a very addictive game. It's not necessarily great, but it's probably like the most easy, like, playable game.
Okay.
FIFA is definitely not hard to play.
Of the EAs.
Of the EAs.
What else? Just like a couple other ones. There were a few sports games. Huge thing for me was the Gears. Gears games coming out.
Yeah.
So Gears Pop, which is for your phone,
mm-hmm.
and it's the Pop figures. And then there's Gears for your PC, which is similar to Halo Wars.
Okay. So an RTS? Real-time
strategy? From the look of it, yes.
Okay.
And then you had Gears 5.
Yeah.
And then that follows Kate.
Okay.
You're not following JD or Marcus.
Phoenix. Have you finished 4?
No, I haven't.
I haven't 4. Either, but I heard somewhere survive.
It's Kate. You follow Kate. At least the game footage shows her. Yeah. And that's it. He's in it. Marcus Phoenix is in it. Same thing with JD.
Oh, okay. So
they're both in it, but... Because
I heard a rumor out there that he doesn't survive 4. And
well,
I was like,
they're both in it. But either way, they follow that. But Gears is coming back. That's early 2019. But the iOS thing, Gears Pop, I think, might come out sooner.
So do you think these Gears are going to have a plot? Or?
Hey, they all have a plot. They're just like days long to play it on casual that you forget what happens.
That's so true. Have you ever tried? I beat the first one on Insane.
Yeah.
And then the second one, like, I couldn't even make it past the second level, honestly.
It's crazy. They're games that I felt like I got my money's worth because the single player was just so long.
Gears, like, was one of those.
Yeah. All three Gears of War games, I've never played Judgment Day, so I can't.
Okay.
I can't include that one.
Thankfully, they made the bad guys look bad.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know why we're killing them or they're trying to kill me.
Yeah, who cares?
I don't know where we are.
Stuff's happening. Going on. There's plenty of stuff that happens, and you're like,
no, things happen.
Yeah,
and but they don't. This game series refuses to tell you why.
And you know what? I'm
just
fine.
Like things happen. Yeah. Just get used to it.
But there's no it, with Gears, the franchise, or at least the games. And I don't want to. We shouldn't linger on Gears too much.
No, but
it's, there's never redundancy. Like Call of Duty, it's all redundant. First person shooter, go.
Oh yeah,
kill everybody.
It's
that's
the
it.
FIFA first yeah. person series.
Yeah, it's there's always something in within the level that changes. You have to do something, yeah. and it's always changing. It's never like, all right, go shoot. Just go shoot whatever it is. It's like defend
go shoot
this.
Man United.
Go do that. You know, it's mission oriented. I would say more so than it's not mundane.
Yeah,
but either way, I love it.
I actually do enjoy the Gears games.
Like they're fun games, but at the same time, I'm just whenever I play those, I'm just like, why am I here?
Yeah, I forget like so many things
why,
that are happening. Or why
should I
happening.
Care about a bunch of refrigerators with armor attached to them? Shooting like what looks like worms who've grown arms and legs and are now really pissed.
Hey, but you know it is fun. It was fun.
It's fun.
So another big game, and I think these are just from the first couple of days. Anthem. So Anthem is a third person shooter.
Yeah, made by BioWare.
Made by BioWare. Ooh. And last E3 they had a little teaser for it, and I'm like, oh, this seems interesting. This year they actually have. Game footage, in-game footage, a little bit of storyline.
Which one's... Is that the one where you're flying around in mech suits?
Yeah, almost,
oh,
yeah.
Okay,
it
yeah.
It started it's like off as a Mass Effect prequel.
Yeah.
But then, like, fans didn't like that. I don't
and
know
then
why.
They just created a whole new world.
Like, no, we need Andromeda 2.
Well, no, that's their plan. Their plan is to make this game, but make it so that way they can make future games out of the world.
Which is...
And it looks, so far... Excuse me. It looks awesome.
Yeah.
And the reviews of the people who have actually been at the conference and tested it say that it's great. There's no
BioWare,
real
so
problems.
I have no problems with BioWare. They're good at...
well, Mass Effect... Yeah, okay.
I mean, Andromeda.
Well, because that was the fourth one.
The ending of Mass Effect 3.
Which I still don't quite know, so don't spoil it. One day I will play it.
All I'm going to say is it's a ripoff, but... Get the DLC Leviathan. That way the ending makes sense.
Okay.
Because that DLC is like, here, we'll explain it so you understand what's going on.
Okay.
And then you get pissed off that you don't actually have like choices.
Yeah, I did hear that your
it's
choices.
No matter,
yeah.
no matter what, you get the same choice.
Yeah. Anyways.
So that was... Those were like the big things the first couple days. I did not watch Nintendo. I did not watch Sony.
All right, Nintendo, big things happening. First of all, who knew? New Smash Brothers. Who knew that was going to...
And you can play it on Switch.
Everybody's in it.
Yeah, now everyone's there. So that came out. That was big news. New Donkey Kong game coming out. That was kind of big news. I was quite happy with that. I love
like
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong Galaxy?
Sure. Why not? Hey, if it's Donkey Kong, I'll take it.
It's just Mario Galaxy, but they put Donkey Kong
and he throws his tie instead of his hat.
They didn't even change
aren't they putting Elder Scrolls on Switch?
Yeah, that's Skyrim has been, I think it's on Switch
it?
Now.
Okay.
They've been doing everything with Skyrim.
They've been trying to do everything for Switch now too.
So. But also coming to the Switch, new Star Fox. They announced
the last one was good.
Name the last one.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I just remember it sucked.
There was like Star Fox Adventures the Wii, where it wasn't even Star Fox. It was like him running around.
Mm.
But the last like Star
Damn
Fox.
It, I need a frog to tell me to do a barrel roll, or this is just pointless.
Yeah, no. Flippy needs to tell me to do a barrel roll. And they have to do the flapping mouths as they're shaking their head. Yeah. So that was like the big things from Nintendo. But as I said, one company stole E3, I think, for everyone. That was Bethesda. So they announced a few months ago Rage 2 was coming out. If you enjoyed Rage 2, they announced that. That was kind of like their big news. And then randomly last week, they were like, oh, and this little game called Fallout 76 is coming out. And everybody's like, what? A new Fallout game? And they were like, yeah, we, you know, that was our big news. So they actually like
went into that a little bit more. So it's going to feel a little different than the other Fallout games.
It was
because,
It was in-game.
I think it comes out later this year.
So they're like showing off of all that stuff, and all of a sudden something like small falls out of their pocket.
Like, oh, what's this? I forgot to tell you, we also have a new Elder Scrolls 6 coming out.
It's like, a little what? Teaser of it. Like, yeah. We already knew they were working on it.
Maybe. Like, that was the thing. We had a feeling they were working on it, but they keep it every time they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to work on it. Oh, here's a new Elder Scrolls Online DLC. Yeah. It's like, oh, so close.
But, like, in this one, they're like,
yeah, no.
You get to see the landscape. We're not going to explain you where, so everybody's just guessing, and they're thinking, how was it? High Rock.
Yeah, which is home of the Bretons.
Or High Rock or the Redguard place.
Oh,
Hammerfell.
God. Hammerfell, yeah.
Or both, because they're both kind of tiny. So.
Yeah. Which, for me, I'm like, I'm done with the, like, normal landscapes. Like, I want to go, like, that was kind of the nice thing about Morrowind. It was, like, giant mushrooms and weird creatures. Like, I don't need to be fighting spiders and bears all the time. Like, that's boring.
It's World of Warcraft stuff.
Yeah, no, I like new stuff. I like a new environment. I don't want to see trees and snow. I'm used to it. We're all used to it. Skyrim, that's all Skyrim was. Well,
this one looks sandy, so.
Yeah, ooh. Although I'm okay with, like, deserts and stuff. That's fine. Oh, God, sand monsters.
I don't recall sandworms. Any Ass Creed stuff.
No, but there's going to be. There was.
Oh.
Yes, there was. Because Ass Creed is the Madden of third person.
Were they like
assassinated?
I'm starting
games.
To think Star Wars is falling into that category now because
why
they announced a new Star Wars game? They announced just the title.
Oh, which
it's
which
like
one was
Fall
it?
Of the Jedi Order or something like that? And there was nothing. There was no.
Well, there's they've been developing another kind of. I don't know if it's an MMO or an RPG or. For Star Wars, but they've announced that it's happening a while ago.
Well, I think they just revealed the title of that.
Yeah.
So they said it's late 2019. So I would not be surprised if they
other than the Battlefront games. I mean, what really has come out for Star Wars after the purchase by Disney? Nothing.
Well, nothing. No.
And I mean, I can go back, and there's just so many Star Wars games.
You had to,
especially in the 90s.
You had to say it's a brand new company, and they've pretty much revamped all of Star Wars stuff. Yeah. So you have to kind of push the reset button for everything.
I know it sounds weird because I'm a Boba Fett fan, but there was a Boba Fett video game that was coming out before they were bought by Disney that was like 90% completed. And once they bought it, and it had a lot of buzz. They even had, you know, gameplay trailers and, like, everything for this game. And then once Disney bought, they scrapped the whole project and pissed a lot of people off. So it was basically all about, like, the underworld of, like, Star Wars, which is kind of cool.
That's
something
what,
you
that's
don't
what
see.
The company will do.
Just like what happened to Battlefront 3, which I wish that game came out.
All right. Anyway, I'm done with E3. $50 off for an Xbox One X, Xbox One S, and I bought the One S.
Yeah. So, Kingdom Hearts 3 comes out.
Yeah, for the first time ever. For
who cares?
Yeah, but Kingdom Hearts could have like everything in it.
Yeah, no, because it's Disney. It's like
Star Wars, Indiana Jones,
Frozen's in it, Pirates of the Caribbean's in it. That's all I really remember.
You could have the whole Marvelverse in it.
To Iron Man and Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, it's possible. It's owned
I
by
hated
Disney.
That game. My brother played that game a lot.
I just have no. I don't like those kind of. Was it anime or Japanese
JRPGs?
I don't like them. Like they're not my cup of tea. So
if you got like a year to kill, one game's fine.
Yeah. Because that's how a Final Fantasy game will take you a year to finish.
Just to walk down one corridor.
Yeah, I'm good with those. Well, anyways,
move on.
Last thing on our list of things to talk about. A little show finally finished up. Legion, kind of finally.
I thought you were talking about The Crossing.
No, I already announced The Crossing was canceled.
Okay.
Like right when they canceled it, I was like, yay, I don't have to watch anymore.
They should have learned that it's an alliteration, so it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Crossing canceled.
Cancel Crossing. Anyways, so Legion finally finished up. It's been a while since we've talked about it. But basically sum up the rest of the season. So David finds the Shadow King's body, although Shadow King finds it first, takes it over. There's a really interesting battle there with the Who.
In the last episode? That was great.
That was a great...
I really enjoyed that.
Singing Behind Blue Eyes while they're fighting. Yeah. You missed that, Sam.
I couldn't get on FX Now.
Plus, it's like some Scott Pilgrim battle
shit. Yeah, there was like cartoon battles in the background, and they're singing Behind Blue Eyes. It was awesome.
Spoil the shit out of this.
Yeah, I don't really care. But so, I'm not one for like, I don't want spoilers.
Well, buddy, let me tell you. Okay.
So where we left off was, so Amy's dead, his sister, and is now Lenny. That's basically where we left off.
Firstly.
Yeah, and I can't tell you shit that's happened since then.
Did you guys like that episode?
Yes.
Okay, because I like that episode.
Wait, which episode?
I really want to buy that, like, submarine hot dogs.
Oh, that one.
Thing.
Yeah.
Donuts. And drive that around.
Donuts.
I'm sorry.
Submarine donuts.
I really want to make that. Just Dead if we made donuts. That and brought it to Comic-Con, how awesome would that be?
Oh, man.
We'd have donuts. That's how awesome it'd be.
That's how I'll start the donut business if we can sell it out of a submarine.
I'd substitute that.
You want to do that?
For the DeLorean.
Yeah, no, I think DeLoreans, everybody's like, oh, cool, it's the DeLorean.
Yeah.
It's
unique. How many people do you actually see take pictures with that?
Yeah, I know.
Zero.
There's people, but a submarine donut shop.
Yeah, the DeLorean does not
have
donuts.
It makes you money. But even if you don't like, even if the person's not like, oh, dude, it's a submarine that sells donuts, they're still going to say, oh, dude, it sells donuts.
Yeah.
Like, right there, you got
people. If nobody buys the donuts, you have a shit ton of donuts. It's a win-win situation.
Yeah. You go and you get your mug of soda that you got.
Yep.
And then you go get a donut.
And then you get diabetes.
Before you even leave the con. Yeah. But then again, you sweat it all out at the con. So.
3 days of diabetes.
I don't remember it because I was in a coma the whole time.
All right. We're growing way
up. So, the episode... All right, so that, honestly, I'll be real with you.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't really tell you much what happened between the last episode we talked about and last night's episode.
They fought a Minotaur.
Oh, yeah, there's the Minotaur
Minotaur.
There's a bunch of Japanese like monks coming out of a tunnel hole.
Yeah, the hole in the ground with the plug.
But that was all really the prior week. I don't know. Like, I feel
like
that
was
a lot
like
of this,
2 weeks ago.
A lot of this season, especially maybe the back half, it's like a lot of like wandering around. Like, it's very slow.
Oh, you
like,
could.
There's really not much going on.
I was fast forwarding through Oliver and Farouk driving through the desert because there was so much of them driving. Just driving.
Like driving or being on one of those
carts? It
does
it both. There was just a lot of
the driving
of
has the one good clips. Line where he's like, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, that was a neat conversation.
Yeah.
The show is all about conversations.
It certainly is.
Wait,
and
John, there was one big thing that happened in the previous episodes that like explains a lot. It's
okay.
Sid's
kind
of revelation that David is evil.
Yeah.
Now, okay, can we maybe I just missed something or whatever. That really wasn't supported by anything other than her just sort of changing her mind and talking to what's Gene Smart's character's name?
Melanie,
yeah. Like, there really wasn't anything else that changed, right? Now, I know the whole conceit of the season is, like, crazy ideas or how ideas or bad ideas are created.
Mm-hmm.
But was there, like, a big turning point?
It was when he was torturing Oliver.
Yeah,
she saw it in his eyes that he was enjoying it.
Yeah, but even before that, Varuk goes into the future and talks to future Sid, and is like, why do you are you helping David find my body? Like, trying to figure out what's going on. And it basically comes to the conclusion that when David kills Varuk, nobody can stand up against David. And so when David turns to the dark side, basically, no one can stop him, and he destroys the world. And that's why she's trying to help Varuk get his body back.
Yeah.
That was like four episodes ago when that came up. But yeah, but
you, right.
She definitely sees it. Yeah, she definitely sees the darkness in David during the torture sequence.
But truthfully, the darkness in David isn't really, you know, and maybe it's just that the first season you sort of write off some of the things he does just because you think that he's possessed. When in reality, there is sort of an underlying mental illness, but you don't really ever, or at least to me, you never really see evil David, like, other than like the billionaire version of him in that weird like one-off episode. Am I wrong or?
No, you're not.
So no, I don't know. It was weird because it seemed like it was almost just like a flick of a switch, like. Oh, you know, maybe David could be bad. I guess he's bad. And, like, I'm not even, like, I think there was a point to that. Like, it wasn't, like, that was sort of part of it, is that, you know, ideas can take shape and change your reality very quickly. Like, that was, like, sort of, like, the point of the season.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know. It felt weird. Although, truthfully, so happy where it led.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where everything ended up, I was very happy.
It was a good climax.
Yeah. There was the whole, like, so was it the second to last episode or the one before that? Basically getting the team together episode, which was very kind of cool, where, like, Carrie and Carrie got that, like, vision of having to drive the car.
David whispered in their ear.
Yeah. And then Lenny, like, found out that she needed to go to the blue octopus or the neon octopus or whatever, which there was that very weird scene where she finds out that the blue octopus place is like down the street. And that girl was like,
you're going to have a baby. Yeah. It was so twisted.
Like, what's going on? Like, and they never went back to it ever again.
I don't know. I feel like the season as a whole got a little too like, Twin Peaks the revival-y.
Okay.
Like, it didn't fall off that cliff, but, like,
almost.
There was a lot of, like, style over substance, I'd say.
Oh, 100%.
Like, the dance sequence in the second...
That is by far the best scene in this whole season.
Oh, I know. It was
great.
Yeah,
but there was a reason for that. The rest of it's, like, I don't know. Maybe part of it, too, is, like, just dragging it out makes it, makes that sort of effect, like, really heightened. Mm-hmm. Like once it seems like once you feel like you're kind of wasting your time, like all the other superfluous bullshit, which in the first season was great and was still well done here, but it was more like, okay, let's go. Like I've seen this a little bit, you know?
You gotta get your bearings straight kind of thing, like without getting distracted.
And truthfully, you know, there weren't really many twists and turns this season.
No.
Like, it was a very, like, besides the little sidetrack thing with the, like, toxic idea thing or whatever the hell that was.
Yeah, that was weird because then it hatched out of, I always forget the guy's name.
Ptolemy?
What?
Who, the black guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ptolemy?
Yeah. Like, it hatched out of him. And, like, that whole, like, episode was just so weird.
Yeah.
Like, that whole episode, like, I felt like could have been omitted and it would have been fine.
It didn't seem to add anything.
No, because even in the end, I mean, we get the understanding of how strong David is in that episode, where he basically, like, zaps both of them to some other realm and he just ends up, like, killing it. But, like, so nonchalantly. Like, he warns it, he's like, either go away or I'm gonna have to kill you, and then it tries attacking him and he just becomes giant and kills it.
Do you think this whole season was about building up how strong David truly is?
No, you got an idea last season.
Yeah.
I think parts of last season, you could see like his powers were pretty much like unbound. Like, I mean, when he goes to Sector or Division 3 and like annihilates everybody, like what they bring up, you know, in last night's episode.
Yeah. Where like Sid finally sees that video of him just destroying everyone, like popping them all.
I don't know. It seemed like it felt very like nightmarish to me, like David's like predicament. Like, even like, I don't necessarily. No, I'll say it. Like, I kind of feel bad for David because it kind of seems like this came all out of nowhere.
For him, definitely. Yeah. Like, I feel like everybody had, like, this idea going, but at the same time, is this their original idea, or is this Varuk, like, planting this idea? I don't know.
But the thing
is... But that was kind of, like, the point of this whole season with the whole, you know, delusions and stuff like that, like, mass hysteria, stuff like that. Like,
and I hope we get it, and I hope we get this every season. The last episode, there is a bunch of Davids explaining.
Yes.
Because remember...
We got it in season one. We got it in season two.
And I needed that. I needed that, personally.
Yeah, like that,
although
honestly...
Although no British David.
Yeah, that was probably my favorite episode of the first season. And I sort of, like, you know, because honestly, I've watched the last couple episodes just in the last couple days here. Like, I sort of was, like, you know, just going through, like, episodes, like, 8, 9, 10. And I'm like, man, you know... Not that we, well, yeah, we have, not only have we not had an episode like that, but, like, I would have thought, like, they would have seen that and been like, oh, this is pretty good. And not just because it's, like, David explaining to himself, but, you know, just, I guess, more, like, in that vein, but.
I don't know if you guys feel this way, but I hate how it ended to the point where it's going to start off next season, it looks like. Lenny
and David off on their own.
Yeah, I hate it. I can't. I don't think I can be able to stand that.
I'll see where it goes.
Because it's just going to remind me of the bad parts of season one.
Really?
I didn't like some parts of season one. I hated those two together in season one.
Oh, and okay, when they were in the mental hospital.
Yeah.
All right. I guess.
Yeah, I hated that. Once they were out, it was better.
I think the show totally needed this.
Yeah.
Like, it really needed to
change. I felt like if they had killed off Varuk, it kind of kills the show.
Spoiler, Sam. Sorry.
if they killed off Varuk too, you know, it's funny now because I go back and think about the first season, like, not having an actual embodiment of the Shadow King and just how well that actor's done it. I can't think of his name right now. But, you know, it's funny to think of the show without him in it. Like, he seems like such an integral part, right? Mm.
Yeah.
But yeah, you needed to have the battle, though.
Yeah.
You needed to have it.
And that was an amazing battle.
I want to move on from the Shadow King. I need to move on. We had two seasons of it. Let's go.
I really thought that they...
Oh, really? See, I don't...
Oh, you want to stay with it?
I feel like he's like
the...
Magneto.
Yeah, but it's just... Yeah. You're going to beat it like a, you know, a dead horse. Like, it's just...
I really thought that they added the 11th episode this season because they wanted to wrap up the story of the Shadow King, and that turned out not to be the case. So,
hopefully it is.
Well, no, the last episode was the 11th.
No, but hopefully...
Oh, this is the
last one with him. Like, he'll go off and do his own thing.
Right.
The one thing I don't really understand, I guess, is like, okay... The Shadow King just told us that, like, you know, David's the real bad guy, but the Shadow King was still pretty bad. I don't know why, like, David being, like, this awful threat to the world means, like, the Shadow King's, like, okay now.
Yeah, the Shadow King was still a bad person. Why treat him like a good person? Like, he literally killed people. Like...
Unless it's a sort of like, you know, well, we need one to fight the other.
Maybe. Which,
and then when I saw that, I was like, oh, so it's nuclear weapons. Like,
yeah.
Well, no, that's what future Sid was implying. Find the body. Yeah. Help him find the body because we're going to use him to try and beat David.
Right.
So he was there for that reason.
Which, but at the same time, I bring up like the whole like trial. Was that them turning on David?
Or was that the Shadow King
controlling
them?
Because
he did that whole whisper thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I think if we didn't see that scene with the Shadow King talking to Future Sid, I would be like 100% in on this is all the Shadow King's ruse.
Right.
That one scene, though, was, like, kind of weird to have if this is all, like, something of his inventing. Like, I could totally buy, like, him making some sort of projection of, like, a future Sid and, like, tricking David. But, like, then when he's, like, talking to that projection, like, that's, like, I don't understand why you would do that. And so I'm, like, 60% sure that the Shadow King isn't, like, manipulating anybody to, like, a great extent.
Yeah. Mm. Overall season, better than the first, or?
I don't know.
I'd say
hands down better than the first season. It progressed.
I think the first season is, like, it's a much neater, like, box. Like, they, like, told a simple story, got through it, had the flourishes, obviously. This like one kind of...
2-year-old's toy box. There's crap everywhere. That's not... Season one was so crazy that the only thing that tied it all together was the last episode.
No, but, yeah, but also, though, like... That episode, that, like, Bolero episode, where, like, they're all in, like, David's mind, like, in the psych ward again, like, that was phenomenal, and there's nothing at all, like, close to that level this season. I don't know. I think this season was kind of a disappointment, all told.
Really?
I think this season was good, but I think I enjoyed the first season more.
Really?
Yeah.
Sam? So far?
So far, I'd say on par.
On par. So
all right. So on that note, really quick, for those interested in going to the movie theaters this weekend, 2 movies coming out. First one is The Incredibles 2.
See that.
Right now it sits at a 95% Rotten Tomato score, which is awesome.
Well, I think that's just nostalgia at this point.
Yeah, it looks like it's good. The other one is Infinity Tag, Hawkeye.
What?
That movie Tag with...
It's got a bunch of... Ed Helms.
Ed Helms, John Hamm, yep. And Jack Johnson.
Yeah. Lots of famous people. There's still no score for it.
Based on a true story?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yes. Damn. It's based on a group of friends who basically played tag for like 30 years.
Damn.
And, like, one friend, which is played by, Jeremy Renner, a.k.a. Hawkeye. He just never was tagged. So it's kind of, like, follows that.
Oh, really?
That's why it's kind of funny that it's, like, Infinity Tag, Hawkeye. Because even Thanos couldn't tag him.
Are we going to ever see Hereditary?
Eventually.
So that's a no for you guys, I guess?
No, I will eventually see it. I don't know about in theaters. I enjoy horror movies, but I don't know if I enjoy horror movies in the movie experience. I like watching them at home. I don't know
too
if it's scary
for you.
Yes, it's too scary. I have to watch them at home with my blankie.
My time is a little tied up, so I don't think I'll watch
That and like with movies, you got to pick and choose like which ones. Like Hereditary, yeah, it's good, but like I can wait till it's on the Fire Stick, watch it at home. Because, I mean, movies like that, like, I guess when you're putting a budget together for the year, that's not really on the budget. Like, randomly a good movie shows up, like, oh, I'll wait till it's on demand.
I think I saw something like 50 movies. So what is gotta, that?
$10? Gotta see all those How to Train Your Dragon sequels.
I don't know. I have to be selective with my movie-going experience now because... need like a babysitter and stuff. And
it takes a lot. So tag in Incredibles 2 this weekend if anybody's interested.
Oh, I want to see Incredibles.
Yeah, I know. I doubt I'll see it.
Really?
But no, I'll eventually see it. But
if I was able to go on a weekend, you would definitely be going.
If you texted me and was like, I'm going to see Incredibles 2 at this time, you down, I would be like, yes.
Okay.
Oh!
What?
I had like 4 movies I saw. Could I like do like rapid fire review?
Rapid fire, go.
Okay. I saw a bunch of movies on that just come up on streaming. So I figure since they're pretty like widely available, except the one that I bought, but all right, so here we go. First one, I, Tonya on Hulu. It's crazy people doing crazy people shit. It's fine. Not a bad like just you know, throw it on kind of watch.
Did it change your mind whether or not she did it?
Oh, well, yeah, it tells you what happened.
No, but it did it change your opinion of her?
No. Well, I mean, like, it's like people who come up from, like, a fucked up home are obviously going to be fucked up. Like, okay. What, like, not really, like, who are you to judge, but, like, who are you to expect anything else?
Okay.
I guess that's the lens that you kind of end up viewing it. Okay. Sam, I saw Lady Bird.
Yeah.
Delightful movie. Not, yep. like, fantastic, but, like, a pretty solid watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
On Amazon. Recommend it. I'd give it an 8. Oh, shit. Oh, Disaster Artist I saw. Yeah. Not the easiest watch, dude, to be honest. On Amazon Prime. You gave it like a 9, right?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I would not. I'm probably like maybe high 7s, maybe an 8. You guys also haven't seen The Room, so maybe that's why. Yeah. But like, I kind of get the sense there. Of The Room.
Yeah, Sam gave it a 9.3.
9.3.
Yeah, that I think is his highest rated movie of last year. Oh, wait, no. Shape of Water, 9.5.
Yeah, I was pretty sure. Shape.
All right. And my last one, this was on iTunes, so I bought this, but we sort of talked about it before. Death of Stalin, fantastic.
Another one I've seen.
Yeah.
Pretty solid comedy.
Yeah.
I tried watching it. I couldn't make it.
Yeah, we started watching it here. It was tough in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, video quality.
Not Gary Busey. Steve Buscemi? No.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Steve Buscemi's in it. Is it Tambor is in it? Tambor. Michael Palin.
Yeah, there's a few more. It's just not my type of movie.
Just quick, John. How awesome is Zhukov in that movie?
Oh, fantastic.
Just the scene where he walks into the bathroom with two AKs in his under his jacket.
It's like, I think we should do it during the funeral. Oh, you mean where you have like the whole fucking army in town? Yeah, probably a good idea to do it then.
Yeah. All right. We all set?
That's all I had. Oh, and Thor Ragnarok's on Netflix, which yes. I did rewatch, and it's a good. I don't really rewatch many of the Marvel movies. It's a good rewatch.
All right.
Yeah, we rewatched it a little bit ago. It stands up.
Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, see, Chris comes back. We end on a high note. Just saying, we've been ending on many low notes lately, Chris.
It's a low note.
Like, you have to re-listen. Anyway, so you can find all of our stuff on iTunes, on Podbean, on Stitcher. Answer the Star Wars trivia questions on Facebook at Knights of Nerditude.
Sorry, Richard, it is not a VCR.
Yes, that is true. It is not. Knights of Nerditude, or Facebook.com/Knights of Nerditude.
It is another appliance.
Yeah. Anyways, have a great week. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Later.